Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John D. Witt, and today we are halfway through our top 10 list of cognitive boosting supplements. And the supplement today, number 5, is a nutrient that is vital. It is a vital, vital cofactor for the brain's major neurotransmitters. And we're going to discover how this supplement actually benefits many other mental health issues. It's available as a natural supplement that's very effective at treating a wide range of mental health conditions, in some cases even better than the usually prescribed medications. Now, for reasons not yet understood, it works particularly well in women to relieve anxiety, binge eating, PMS, and more. As a mood-enhancing nutrient, it does not get the attention it deserves, and at one time it was known as vitamin B8 and considered part of the family of B-complex vitamins. But once it was discovered that the body could make its own, it was no longer considered a true vitamin. Now it's a quote-unquote pseudo-vitamin, a neglected stepchild of the vitamin B-complex, but used as a remedy or a supplement to augment deficiency. It actually is quite valuable. What is it, you may ask? What is this pseudo-nutrient, this pseudo-vitamin? It is inositol, and inositol is something that I actually was aware of way back in the, late 80s, because it helps get more oxygen. Well, back then it was really, it helps get more oxygen into your system so that you can heal faster, and helps with exercise and building muscles and all that kind of stuff, but it has a variety of other things. So here are some of the benefits for mental health. It is found in high concentrations in the brain, where it facilitates communication between the billions of brain cells. All major neurotransmitters, such as dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, acetylcholine, and GABA, rely on inositol to relay the messages. Just as you can't talk on your smartphone when there's no signal, neurotransmitters can't do their jobs when there's no inositol. And neurotransmitters play a major role in most aspects of your life. Mood, productivity, ability to handle stress, ability to learn and remember, sleep, cravings, addictions, and more. Because inositol is a part of so many brain chemical systems, it can help a wide array of mental health conditions. So now here are 6 ways that inositol can improve your mental health and well-being. Number 1, it is a valuable natural remedy for anxiety and panic attacks. Anti-anxiety medications don't work for everyone, and we really do not recommend them in our office. We always recommend whole foods and lots of water and getting the proper amount of sleep and things like that. Many users can't tolerate the side effects of anti-anxiety meds because they are toxic, especially if used for a long period of time. Inositol is a natural anti-anxiety remedy that has proven useful for all kinds of anxiety, including panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and agoraphobia, which is being a fear of being in around a lot of people outside. One study found it reduced panic as well as the popular medication fluoxamine and without side effects. So don't take fluvoxamine, take inositol. The reason that it works, that the inositol works just as well as fluvoxamine, is that fluvoxamine is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor used to treat anxiety disorders such as panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, major depressive disorder, and social anxiety disorder. But the study participants taking fluoxamine experienced nausea and fatigue, while those taking inositol experienced no negative side effects. So there you have it. Get all the good side and none of the bad. Number 2, inositol may be helpful for depression. Depression is the most common modern mental malady, and it affects women twice as often as men. Inositol levels are lower than average in people with depression. So while treating depression with inositol seems logical, the evidence of inositol as a natural depression remedy is mixed. In one study, there was a significant improvement in depression symptoms, even when patients discontinued their antidepressants. Interestingly, this effect was more pronounced in women than men. However, one meta-analysis of studies concluded that while there are no negative side effects, the evidence for using inositol for depression was insufficient because they don't make any money from inositol. Number three, inositol diminishes obsessive-compulsive disorder symptoms. It looks promising for treating this OCD because it's a type of anxiety disorder characterized by unwanted recurring thoughts and behaviors, such as flipping on and off the lights 20 times a day. One study found that inositol reduced symptoms of OCD as well as the usually prescribed medication, minus the side effects. So yet again, inositol, all the good, none of the bad. When measured with the Yale-Brown Obsessive-Compulsive Scale, inositol reduced OCD symptoms by a substantial 50%. Just as was found with inositol and depression, those who are not helped by SSRIs are generally not helped by inositol. Number four, inositol is an excellent natural supplement for bulimia nervosa, which is a serious eating disorder that involves binge eating and purging. I actually dated someone that had bulimia, and it was an interesting experience. I kept asking, because I was so naive in my young days, I asked why she had a couple of fingernails short on one finger, or on one hand, I should say, and that was because that's what she used to cause herself to purge. And every single time we go out to eat, as soon as she was done, she would excuse herself to go to the restroom. It was very odd. And when you do that, you're not able to get the nutrients in your system that you need, and so your muscles get very squishy and flabby. High doses of inositol, 18 grams, reduce the depression, anxiety, and binge eating associated with bulimia. As with depression, the effects of inositol on bulimia is stronger in women than in men. Not sure how many men have bulimia, but you never know. There probably are quite a few. Number five, inositol mitigates one common side effect of bipolar disorder medication. So not a lot of research has been done on inositol for bipolar disorder, but some was done on patients acknowledged to be resistant to standard medical treatment. There's some evidence that it may be useful specifically for the depressive symptoms of bipolar disorder. But it has been found to be extremely helpful for one common side effect of lithium drug therapy, which is lithium-induced psoriasis. And lithium is bad news. If you're taking lithium, it can cause all kinds of tremors and horrible, horrible stuff. So please, please consider taking inositol instead. Lithium is thought to work by depleting inositol, which leads to psoriasis. Inositol greatly improves this skin disorder without negating the drug's mood-calming effects. But once, like I said, please don't take lithium if there's anything else you can take. Hopefully something natural and non-toxic. Treating bipolar disorder is complicated, so don't attempt to self-medicate with inositol before discussing this with your doctor. As always, always consult your doctor before you take any supplements because he knows your chemical history, your lab work, and what medications you might be taking that could interact negatively with inositol or any other supplement. So just make sure you consult with him first. And hopefully he's aware of supplements and doesn't just have a blanket disregard for all of them and think that they're useless, because that is not the case. Number six, inositol diminishes the mood swings of PMS and PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Inositol may be a woman's best friend. As mentioned previously, it works better in women than in men for depression and bulimia. It also diminishes the mood swings, depression, and anxiety of PMS and the more severe premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Inositol is particularly useful for treating polycystic ovarian syndrome. This disorder is caused by hormone imbalances and affects 10% of women and is characterized by menstrual irregularities, infertility, and tendency to retain weight. It seems to work by normalizing levels of the hormones testosterone and insulin. Some nutritional supplement formulations specifically designed to promote fertility contain inositol. Mental health disorders, inositol may, in quotes, help. I've seen a lot of websites selling inositol that claim it's good for other disorders such as PTSD, schizophrenia, autism, and Alzheimer's, but research currently does not back that up 100%. But that does not mean that inositol will not be found useful for these conditions in the future. More research is definitely needed on this largely ignored supplement. Unfortunately, a lot of the research done on inositol was done in the 90s, ancient history in the fast-moving field of neuroscience. the best form of inositol supplements and dosages. Inositol collectively refers to a group of 9 forms of the substance, with myo-inositol being the one most commonly used in supplements. And you will see a link to myo-inositol in the show notes. So you can just go into the description of this podcast, click on Get Your Inositol Here, and it will take you to Amazon to get that. If a supplement doesn't specifically say what form it is, you can assume it's myo-inositol, which is also the most abundant form in nature. Neurological uses for inositol require substantial doses, usually between 6 to 18 grams daily, which is 6,000 to 18,000 milligrams daily. Since most inositol capsules contain 500 milligrams, this means swallowing a lot of pills. However, you can buy inositol as a powder that mixes well with water, and it will make it easier to swallow. Most people find this the most convenient and economical way to take it, and since it's a carbohydrate, it tastes slightly sweet. For mental health conditions, you won't go wrong with myo-inositol form of the supplement. The exception is for PCOS, when D-chiro-inositol is usually the recommended form. Some inositol supplements pair it with choline, another compound that was formerly a B vitamin. Choline works much like inositol to support brain cell health and nerve transmission function, while also providing the precursor to acetylcholine, which is the memory and learning neurotransmitter. Why you don't get enough inositol from your food. It can be found in all of the basic food groups, dairy, meat, fruit, vegetables, and grains. It also is an added ingredient in some energy drinks, but the best sources of inositol are beans, whole grains, nuts, and citrus fruits. Other foods relatively high in inositol are cantaloupe and citrus fruits, but to consume 1 gram of inositol, you'd have to eat almost an entire melon or 1.5 cups of cooked beans. That's a lot. A 2,500-calorie diet will yield at most 1 gram of inositol, while our kidneys make another 2 grams or so. The upshot is that it is not practical to try to get therapeutic levels of inositol from food alone. The side effects, inositol is generally considered safe, and there are no known interactions with medications or other supplements, but once again, consult with your doctor first. In general, inositol is very well tolerated up to doses of around 12 grams, but when megadoses are taken to treat mental health disorders, some reported side effects include digestive upset, insomnia, dizziness, headache, and the rare report of mania. Inositol might induce uterine contraction in pregnant women, so should be avoided during pregnancy. So the bottom line, inositol, formerly known as vitamin B8, may not be a top-of-the-mind nutrient, but it is a top-notch remedy for mental health conditions of all kinds. For reasons not fully understood, it works better in women than in men for certain conditions like depression and bulimia, and it's particularly useful for women-only conditions like PMS and the more severe PMDD. It is considered safe, but must be taken in substantial amounts for therapeutic results. For this reason, inositol powder is often preferred over pills or capsules. That is the number 5 supplement in our top 10 list of brain-boosting supplements to help with mental health and other issues. And once again, I am so excited and honored to be a part of the Brain Builders Masterclass online. We are having our 3rd class tomorrow at 6 p.m., and I have just found out that we are going to have a very famous behavioral psychologist on there to talk about different strategies to deal with if your spouse or loved one has Alzheimer's, or if you have Alzheimer's or dementia, other cognitive decline issues, and different strategies on how to handle that. And I'm so happy he's going to be on the show. It's going to be really exciting. And if you want to be a part of this next time, you can join the wait list. The link to join the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass is in the description of the show notes here on blogtalkradio.com/brainbuilders. It's really great. You can get on the wait list. We'll notify you via email when the next class registration is open. And we're just really learning a lot, sharing a lot, and it's just really a great group of folks, and you really want to be a part of it. So thanks for listening to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and we will see you next time.